In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Your mother, to your mother, to your mother. And my poor mom, by the way, because people come up to her, they're like, talk.
Please. Yeah. Well, Diane, it was great having you in studio. Thanks for being here. I hope your dad and your mom are okay with everything that went down today and
no,
are going to
get. Texted.
All right, good. sounds
just go
good.
Balls.
Yeah, BG balls. Just go BG balls. Get your dad some Shinesty ball hammock pouch underwear.
Happy birthday, Dad.
All right, take care. It's great having you here. Scoop City is the podcast. The Athletic. She's all over local football, of course, in addition to her national duties, and she'll always have a scoop on the Jets. We'll be talking about her throughout the season. I'm sure she gives us more Aaron Rodgers stuff. Thanks, Diana.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, it's Boomer and Gio with Stu Gatz in for Boomer for the next 4 to 3 days? Jesus.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Little Ford Tough Studios. Stu Gatz in for Boomer the rest of the week. I just had I'm on fire today, boy. I just had a Diana Rossini jelly donut. I had to. Once Eddie turned it down, I had to have it. So, so I did the read while you were in here. The Shinesty ball hammock pouch underwear.
Yeah, I noticed.
Well, here you go. I got you a pair.
Really?
Because you seem like you were so interested. So this is a fresh pair. By the way, I took it out of the bag to show you, but this is a fresh pair.
It's very nice.
Never been worn, so there
I
you
appreciate
go.
It.
Shinesty ball hammock pouch underwear for Stu Gatz.
Listen, this will do because you guys pay me so much to come here. You put me up in the finest hotels. In fact, I should probably tell you this, and you don't know this yet, so I'm going to tell you now. This entire week, I've decided, because you guys pay me so well when I come up here each summer to do this, this week, the entire week here, Boomer and Gio is brought to you by my book, and you can buy it right now at StuGatzBook.com. It's my personal record book. I've written a book.
What?
No, I wrote a book. Seriously.
You did not write
I have the book in my bag right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to get it out here. It's called My Personal Record Book. It started with a Kevin Durant take I gave many, many years ago where Kevin Durant, how many rings has Kevin Durant won?
Well, Kevin Durant won the 2 in Golden State.
Wrong. The answer is 0. Okay? Because what you do when you're up 3-1 against one of the greatest teams to ever play in the NBA, when you're up 3-1, Oklahoma City, you blow the lead, you lose the series. What you don't do, okay? Imagine Michael Jordan back in the day. Can't get past the Pistons. Can't get past the Pistons. Right. I'm not going to come back and try again. I'm going to join the Pistons.
I've heard this. Yes.
That's what Durant did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's where in my personal record book, you might think he has 2 rings, and that's fine. The record books might actually say he has 2 rings. My personal record book, 0 rings.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me see the book.
I'm getting it right now.
Okay.
I got to bend. I can only do so much at once at the age of 51.
Why is it not available till November?
You know, holidays, Al, that's, you know, listen, I'm an author and this is what we do, okay? You start promoting it now. So here it is.
Oh, wow.
Stugatz's personal record book.
You're not kidding.
No. So Stugatzbook.com. It is number one on Amazon right now. It's going to be a New York Times bestseller. You're going to laugh. You're going to hate me. I don't care. Just buy the book, okay? And if you're going to buy multiple copies, do me a favor. Buy
it from separate emails. Is it really number one on Amazon?
It's number one in certain categories. Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing in the book.
Well, I mean, yeah, the book hasn't been written yet.
So. Oh.
No, it has. It has.
Oh,
that's a dummy copy so we could promote it on our show. And I brought it here because I figured, listen.
But that's a good representation of what the content is.
Listen, I didn't even write the book. I mean, I just spoke into a microphone and someone transcribed it. And then I got a bunch of friends of mine to write rebuttals as chapters. So Jay Billis wrote one.
Oh.
Scott Van Pelt wrote one.
That's pretty good.
I did not ask Diana Rossini yet. I meant to ask her why she was in this hour, and I forgot. I got to call her later.
Oh, that's why it's not available to November, because it's not even close to being finished.
Well, no. The only thing we're waiting on is Levitard's forward. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's Dan Stanzik?
So Stanzik is a producer of mine.
Okay.
When I was at ESPN, he was a producer. He stayed with... This book would never have been written if Stanzik...
Still hasn't been written.
Well, Stanzik, right? Okay. But if Stanzik didn't stay on me to write it. So okay. We got a deal done with Random House. I'm thrilled about it. It goes on sale late November as we head into the holidays. And it's a fun book.
What do you get for something like that?
A lot.
But tell us. what's the advance on that? Just tell us.
I mean, why don't you guys guess? I'll tell you if you're
close.
Now, keep in mind what I'm telling you here. You got all these people contributing to the book. Scott Van Pelt, I think Schefter is in there.
I think you get a $100,000 advance.
Oddly, Andre Dawson is in there.
$100,000 advance?
You know, I said Dawson, by the way. You can't win the MVP on a last place team. You can't. How can you be the MVP of anything if your team's in last place?
$50,000 advance?
I called Andre the Hawk. I called Dawson, and I said, listen, I wrote a chapter about you in my book. We're friends. He said, what'd you write? I said... I wrote, you didn't deserve the MVP when you won it. Can you write a rebuttal? And he did so with a smile.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
You're way off, by the way.
I would say, what did Evan get?
For his scoring Mets book.
Fun dip. I don't know. And a balloon.
I love fun dip.
I don't know. It's a good question. I never asked him. I'm way off in the sense that it's low. $100,000 is low?
Low. Yeah.
Do we believe this?
No, I do not.
Love.
It's no one. Well,
go ahead.
Love. I was going to say it's very difficult to sell books. Very difficult.
Well, not for me.
So people have pre-ordered this. Do you have a number on who's pre-ordered it?
Oh, a lot of people. So we did a pre-order. Okay, and then we did a second pre-order. I announced this in Las Vegas. We did live shows at the Super Bowl. Another Super Bowl in which you and I didn't get together to play golf because you start your show at 2 in the morning.
Well, okay, but you knew that going in.
I did. You're right.
You
so did
bailed.
You, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go. I was ready to play every day, and then you had some sort of, I got to do this, I got to tape this.
But, Gio, you'll love this.
Yeah.
I announced it. Las Vegas live show, Circa Pool.
I love that place, by the way. It's awesome.
It's great. Yeah, yeah, the whole atmosphere, the whole scene there is great. I announced it, and... flying off the shelf, right? Then we do a second announcement. And this time, if you buy it, you get an autographed copy. So the people who bought the first one were so outraged by it that they want a refund now. And so I'm just telling you, with all that said, the last thing I've got from Random House is this book is number one in like three different categories on Amazon. I don't know what categories they are. I just know it's ranked higher than Mike Greenberg and Stephen A. Smith, and that's all I care about.
All right, so be real with me for a second.
Okay.
Is the amount of money that you got in the advance for this book more than the yearly salary offer that Odyssey gave you to be the program director?
Double.
Come on.
I swear.
Wait.
No one is as shocked as I am. I got to be honest with you.
Did you hear that, Al?
I did. Yeah, I'm not buying any of it.
Okay. Listen, you have every right not to believe me, okay? In fact, I wouldn't either. And I'm shocked by it as well. I'm just telling you guys are asking me a question. I have never revealed
this. The business model doesn't make any sense.
Listen, Al, the guys on my show, I've done the show with them for 20 years. They ask me all the time. I have not revealed the amount of money I've gotten for this book. I've given you guys more than I've given them. I'm not going to give you an exact amount. I am just telling you that it was double what I was offered here to be the program director at WFAN.
You would have to sell 50 million books.
Well, it's not my problem.
All right. So I just put in how much people to get, how much people to get for an advance for a book. And this is just the internet just popped this up. Between $5,000 and $20,000.
Right. That's right. what we figured.
They're not me. They're not James Patterson. I mean,
and it's number one in kindling.
Well, we'll take it.
I don't think he knows what kindling is.
It's number one somewhere. I mean, you gonna buy it, Al? I mean,
I'm not much of a reader.
The average.
How about the audiobook?
Did you record the audiobook?
Not yet.
So it says the average advance for a debut author is $57,000.
Yeah. Good agent.
Man, oh man. Come on.
You're thinking about writing a book, aren't you?
No. I never. I swear to God, I have no interest in writing a book at all.
Really?
Because what? No.
Why?
Because I have everything I need, man. Everything. I love doing this job. I love the people I work with. I love where I live.
Right.
I'm making enough money to do anything I would like to do within reason. I mean, I don't need... I honestly, when people say you don't need more money, you're like, oh, of course, you always want more money. Everybody wants more money. I don't need anything else. I honestly am thrilled with the way everything is going, and I'm not going to take more time to do something that I wouldn't absolutely love to do. Like, if someone's telling me, hey, do this, it would have to be because I really wanted to do it.
Right.
Because, especially young kids and everything else, I mean, I got a lot going on, man. I need to be writing some book, getting a $50,000 advance. Who wants $50,000 for doing nothing?
You know how terrible that sounds.
For having your buddy Dan Stasnick write a book.
Dan Stasnick.
Stasnick.
It's not Stasnick. You're making him like Anton Stasny from the Nordiques many years ago. I mean, what are you doing? It's Dan Stasnick.
Stasnick.
And he's lucky that I let him put his name on the cover. I mean, but I'm telling you right now, the reason I did is this book does not get written unless Dan Stasnick stays on me and writes the book.
What's it going to cost for a copy?
$22.75.
For you, $20. All right?
How much is it really going to be?
$50. No, it's not $50, guys. It's $27.99, I believe.
$27.99.
Yeah. Listen, you know our audience. You know how loyal the audience is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So
I know.
They are going, okay, and you know this, GM. They are going to put this on the New York Times bestseller just so they could put me on the New York Times bestseller. I don't belong here. I shouldn't be doing this. I should not have had this career. I should not have had this type of success. And because the audience knows that and they love me for that, I have no business. No business. I had no business being at ESPN for 8 years. No business sitting next to you. I am not broadcast polished. I didn't go to broadcasting school. I am just a kid from Long Island who can talk and who lies. And so I have no business being here. And because our audience, I represent the everyman.
Yeah.
Because the audience knows that. And because they know that, they will put their everyman on the New York Times bestseller list. That's what I know.
I do agree that the audience will step up for you. There's no doubt about it. If you look at your guys' podcast numbers and digital numbers, I believe that they will step up for you. I still don't believe that the advance you got for the book was double than what they offered you here to be the program director. I think that's a little...
Yeah.
That seems like a Stugatzism.
I'm just... Listen, you're acting like they offered me a lot.
But I kind of have an idea of the range it would be in.
Right. You're shocked by this. You really have never seen
it. To get double that? I mean, it's not.
It's amazing.
What do you think that job is? Who cares?
The PD job?
Yeah. What do you think that he got offered for that?
$450.
So I thought it would be actually less than that. I thought in the $325, $350 range. So you're telling me that they gave you my number, $650,000 advance for Stugatz's book of nothing?
It's a little high. but you're close.
All right. Boomerang Geo. It's Stu Kotz on the Fan.
I don't know how this happened to me.
And CBS Sports Network. We got to get some right. And listen, I understand.
Listen, you have everything you need. You're good.
I really am.
I'm happy to hear that. You're content. I'm not. I'm never content. That's my problem. I'm never content. You have everything. Dream job, dream house, living in the town, and you have a ball hammock.
You're right. I do have a ball hammock pouch underwear, and so do you now from China State. That's
better
right.
Than you.
Yes. all right. We'll come back with a CeeLo update and moment of the day. Boomer and Geo with Stu Gatz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Looks exceptionally gloomy out there today. All right. Welcome to New York City, Stu. Welcome back. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ugly.
So we were going to play golf today. Not happening.
No, right? I think I may play out on Long Island as it clears up a little bit later today. But I'd like to try to figure out something Thursday. But I don't believe that you're going to be able to set this thing up in the way that's going to be beneficial for me.
I have it set up already. So I can show you a text where my friend said, what time are you thinking on Thursday for me and you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the course you played a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about? Remember? And I asked you like 3 courses you haven't played that you want to play?
Yeah, 3 that I haven't played.
What was the one that you did play, though? Do you remember
this
that?
This guy plays like 4 rounds a week.
Yeah, I know. I played Sabonic and Atlantic. Played those 2. Now, I have not played Maidstone, Friar's Head, or National.
Tough okay. Life.
Yeah. One of the ones that you want to play, this gentleman, my friend of mine, will get us on. So if you want to go Thursday, he's asking us what time.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, you know how far that is, right?
No, I have no idea. I was hoping for a course in the city.
It's far. It's out east in the Hamptons.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a car, so.
Well, you're going to need it because it's out there.
Just rent the helicopter. You're good to go.
With your $650,000 advance, we'll be able to get that chopper.
I didn't say it was $650.
You implied that.
Yeah, I didn't imply that it was $650.
Mm.
I did.
Maybe he's...
I don't have clubs. So.
That too.
Listen, I'm certain the place you want to play has
rental clubs. Yeah, right.
But for me, it's a built-in excuse when you're kicking my ass on the course. Hey, I don't have my clubs.
I don't know. We'll see. I've seen you play. You've got some game in there.
Lefty or righty?
I'm a lefty.
Oh, Boomer's got clubs for you, but you got to put a team together for his bike tour if you want clubs.
Do you have? Wait a second. Do you have? Where are your clubs? You never play
at home. I never play.
You don't.
Welcome back, by the way. I mean, we negotiated.
Yeah, I missed you guys for a couple hours. Yeah.
You don't keep me in
your negotiated trunk? For a portion of that book advance you got, getting a chunk of it.
You don't keep your clubs in your trunk?
No.
Why not?
I mean, you do realize cars get broken into in the boroughs, right?
I guess you're right, yeah. Not also, everybody has a garage.
Like, don't you think it's bad for the sun to be beating down on your car?
It
gets super hot and does like slightly bends the club?
No, I don't think so.
That's not a bad point.
Al, explain that. How does that work?
Like, I don't keep anything in my car. Like, even my beach chair, I think, like, the heat, it's not made to be in that enclosed heat that gets, like, 120 degrees.
Huh.
It's probably not good for your club.
Steel
shaft. I don't think the
club.
Trunk, see, I don't think the trunk gets that hot. I think the car inside gets that hot because the windows are there, but I think the trunk actually stays a little dank.
See, I have an SUV, so the trunk is part of the cabin. Yeah.
You have found golf, huh? Like, you have found, yeah. That's what happens when you're married, you have kids, you just you try to find places where they're not.
It was either golf or the methadone clinic. It was one of the two.
I'm glad you chose golf.
Yeah. Just bring in some clubs for him tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Well, bring me Boomers, I mean.
Why not?
I'm loaning him my clubs.
Yeah.
So he can go out east and play at the bougie course in the
Hamptons. You won't be able to play. You won't be able to play. You kidding me?
I got football practice.
Exactly. So what are you talking about? You're not. First of all, if I invited you to play that course, you would not be able to do it.
This week, no, I would not.
Okay.
Unless
so bring in your clubs
chose
and give
myself
it to
over the kids, the children.
What
how
kind
great
of clubs?
Will this be? So I'm putting together this bike. I got to raise all this money just to get this set of clubs. And the man to my left here is actually going to play with them before I do.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
perfect?
True. Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not responding. I've not even hit with them yet. I can't tell you anything about them.
$5,000 set is what Boomer said.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Not sure about that.
Bring him in tomorrow, please.
Wow.
Stugatz could
Savonic
just buy,
is the course, by the way.
He could just buy new clubs. He'd still have $645,000.
I did say $650,000. I should buy everyone clubs.
Yeah, you really should. You should buy CeeLo's clubs so he doesn't have to do the bike.
Nah, that's all right. I think the hidden thing, or maybe not hidden, but what he's actually implying, he keeps saying, I didn't say it was that much. Maybe we're learning that the PD job around here doesn't pay as much as we all think it did. How about that?
You're onto something.
Mm. Mm-hmm. See, I picked up on that right away. I figured you guys would have.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I...
Gio knows, though, I think.
I don't know. I just have a educated guess.
I'm just based on his... I'm kind of reading the tea leaves over here on what he's saying.
Okay. And it is... He's not a tough guy to figure out.
No.
You can usually read his leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you just don't talk for long enough, eventually I'll just get so uncomfortable the truth will come out.
Yep.
Oh, you've noticed that already.
So now it's Sabonic, we're saying. Now it's Sabonic.
So you... Right. So I asked you, have you played there? You said yes and sent me a picture.
Yeah.
And then you gave me three other courses. I'm back to that one.
Oh, it's great. This place is
you love it there.
It's gorgeous. All it's right. One of the most stunningly beautiful golf courses I've ever been around.
All right. So Thursday.
CeeLo, can you play?
No, can't. Thursday? No. Friday I could have played.
Mm, that's too bad.
That's too bad. Yeah.
It is.
But I'll play with your clubs on Thursday.
Yeah. So take the clubs.
At least look at you.
Tell you how it went.
God. Take him out of the trunk. I think I agree with Al on this, man.
Yeah, I'm with Al.
I don't like him in the trunk.
Yeah.
And what are you doing with the trunk not getting hot? It starts hot, it stays hot.
No, I really feel like when I open that trunk, it's not as hot as when I open the car door, if it's been out there for a while. I think because it's in the shade, the sun doesn't penetrate.
I see.
The trunk in the way that it does with the windows.
Maybe a little more ventilation as well.
I don't know about that.
Somehow?
No. I just think it's the fact that the sunlight doesn't reach it.
All right.
Huh. Yeah, it's probably the temperature, whatever is outside, maybe a few degrees above that, but not like the interior of a car.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I have to keep my clubs in my car. There's no choice.
Why is that?
Because at any moment I could get an invite. And then if I don't have them, I'm screwed.
Nice. Or you just drive past the course.
Brag there.
Right.
Oh, the kids are home? Let me find a course. Are you
honey,
okay
there's
with
a massive accident. I'm not going to be home for four hours.
So, hopefully I can bring this up on the air. I was concerned about you when I was, you know, we talked a lot during the whole PD thing.
Yeah.
There was a time where I called you where you were done with your shift looking after the kids. And I said, Gio, where are you going? And you said, I'm going to the bar. And I said, why the bar? And you said, I need a few drinks before my next shift. And so I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah. You just got to break it up, man. It's called balance.
With a bar, though.
Yeah. That's where all my friends hang out. You know, it's like.
I know, but eventually you have to go back home.
I know.
And your shift starts again.
Well, yeah, but it's
and there's no shifts.
There's shifts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's shifts. Yeah. Trust me.
I have two kids. There's no shifts.
No, there's shifts. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
you do what you got to do.
Divide and conquer.
Right.
Break it up.
Right.
Do you drink in between, though?
If it's just one big long shift, you're going to go nuts. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate.
I guess you guys are right.
Well. It's unfortunate that your wife won't let you play on Thursday because, if she really cared about you, she'd say it's
no,
okay.
No, it's not. It's not her call. I committed to being a coach on the football staff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
We got to get 10 hours of practicing so we can get these boys popping the pads next
week.
For
a day, they'll be fine without you. I mean,
they would be, yeah. Right. But, you know.
I don't even know if there's even an available spot for him, is right. there, even?
It's a good question.
Probably not.
I didn't even think about it.
I'm guessing no.
We show up, you and I show up with five guys, one of the nicest courses in America. Sorry. I have no idea if he's invited.
I can caddy for you guys. How about that? I'll caddy for you using the clubs that
no
I got.
No one knows your clubs like you do. So.
Oh, that would be the most CeeLo moment ever.
Right. Here's my clubs. You use them. I'll caddy.
Stu, this is a 7. And then me questioning him. CeeLo, it's an 8.
Oh, that's great.
You don't know your clubs, right?
I don't yet. I haven't used them.
All right, CeeLo.
Anyway, sorry.
Let's get to whatever you got over there.
Yeah, all right. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I won't bore Stu Gatz with the baseball. We do have Subway Series tonight, though. Mets and Yankees. Jose Quintana for
the Mets.
We're
going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Luis Gil for the Yankees.
Or at least, read a newspaper article about it or something.
Watch a highlight package.
You're
going
to fire everyone like you did yesterday?
Oh, yeah, well.
Do you get that channel in your cheap hotel or you don't know?
I don't get anything.
What channel's the game on tonight? Let's check that, by the way.
Probably, I think it's ESPN.
But that's, you never know. Day
to day. It
could
be all three.
Got to double check.
Blacked out here, whatever.
Yeah. So CBS Sports app, which I know Gio relies on just like I do.
I love that app.
It's showing TBS and picks. I don't know if it's on yes.
Okay.
There you go. 625 coverage here on The Fan if you're old school and like to listen to the radio play-by-play broadcast that apparently we don't need anymore, as we learned from Stu Gatz.
You're not in New York a lot. So obviously, the Bronx for me on for a regular season game, even if it's Subway Series, is crazy. I'd go to a playoff game.
Right?
You even consider going to this game tonight while you're up here? You got nothing to do. You talk about chewing on gummies, walking around the city. Even one bit of you consider to go to this game?
No.
I didn't think so.
Right. I mean, baseball flies now. In and out like 2 hours. But no.
Yeah. It's a long way up there, man. It is. From down here, it's a long way up to the Bronx.
I'll go out to Sabonic while you're at it.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well,
yeah.
I want nothing to do with that. Like, I haven't attended a baseball game in a long time, man.
Yeah.
And I don't see myself attending a baseball game for a very long time.
Yeah, I said that until I brought both my girls to the Mets game, and we had a lot of fun, but I probably won't do it again this year. But like once a year with them in the right situation, at least at this age, would be is fun. But regular season games with my schedule, where they are and where I live, is
no shot.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
But the game has changed where it goes by faster.
It does.
So I took my kids to a game before they made the rule changes to speed up the game. And the least interesting thing at the baseball game for my kids was the baseball game.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's the way they do it.
I mean,
whether it's the dancing or the T-shirt launch or whatever. It's 100%.
And with the pitch clock where you're at, out on the island or where I'm at in New Jersey, you'll spend more time commuting back and forth than you will at the game itself, which is crazy.
Yep.
All right. So let's do this then. I'll ask you. We do this kind of in reverse. So I'll play this, and you're going to tell me how did we get to this point. We did a midday show earlier, BT and Sal. We had our fun with them, with Stu Gatz.
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen with Evan Roberts yesterday here on The Fan?
Let me try this. Big pimping, we spending cheese. Big pimping on BLAD, we doing big pimping up in NYC.
I don't know how much I can actually say.
Just be careful. Hovind didn't have FCC.
No, no, I'm stopping.
Oh, boy, it's painful. It's painful.
Is that Evan?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not AI. It's not AI, Evan, either. That's real audio.
Listen, I stand correct. I don't want that guy's job. He's too good. I mean, I don't. I apologize to Evan. I had no idea he was that talented.
Oh, boy.
It's not Evan. Evan's a symbol for the thing that I want at this radio station, which is Anthony John. It could be anyone in there.
That is true.
But that was good.
Yeah.
You thought that was good?
And Evan's very... Listen.
I mean, it's all relative.
I'm judging from how I would do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
From that place. But Evan is immensely talented. I need the people of this radio station to know that I am fans of yours, okay? I might be a jackass. I might say some things. I might piss you off. But I am fans of all the people who work in this radio station, every single one of them.
What kind of Band-Aid did we get for him there?
I mean...
Looks a little flashy. What'd we come up with?
I think it's Batman or Robin.
Is that really what we had in the first aid kit back there?
Yeah, I would not be surprised. All right, so how did that come about is what you're asking?
Yeah, so they were on... Oh, God. You want to actually take a
stab
at this?
No, I mean...
All right, good. So they were on after the day game yesterday, Yankees-Rays, where we had some of the stuff with Soto and Siri and taking the slow jogs around the base
pimping around the bases.
So he was saying pimping or trying to. And I guess caller was listening and decided he needed to let Evan know he didn't care for the way he was saying it.
Yo, Evan can never say the word pimping ever.
Why?
It's the whitest thing I ever heard in my life.
It's all right, big pimping.
Like, it was when he was talking about, you know, he shouldn't be pimping because, you know, they're up eight runs. And that, it was just, he shouldn't be pimping because he's up eight runs. It's, you know.
What if right now I started singing Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z? Would that bother you?
Oh, my. I mean, it would probably be fantastic radio, but, you know.
Not wrong. And he did it right on the spot. It wasn't sure short while thereafter. A couple seconds, he pulled up the lyrics and did it right on the spot.
Yeah,
he
I know.
You're right, it was pretty good.
He took that call and he turned it into gold.
Yeah.
And that's what a good host will do. And his willingness to do it. Evan, I apologize.
You just shot off.
Now I want to teach
you. You have now crossed. You've gone too far. He took that call and turned it into gold, and that's what good hosts do.
Am I overcompensating?
Yes.
Just now or since the start of the show?
The best thing that you said was that it's not personally about Evan. It's just he is a symbol for what you want. Yes. That is the best way to put it.
Thank you.
So that people are like, oh, you're going after Evan, you're going after Evan. No, I mean, you barely know anything about Evan. You just, whoever is the lead guy on the afternoon show, it's what you want.
I never met Evan. I grew up listening to Mike and Chris, like a lot of people listening right now, like a lot of people in this building right now. I grew up listening to those guys. I wanted to get into this industry. I had no idea. I'm as surprised as anyone that I've had the success that I've had. But if I could pick an ending spot, it would be Afternoon Drive WFAN. It's not Evan.
Right.
Again, Evan is a symbol for the thing that I want. That's
right. It is true. It's well put. I also think the reason why you and I have a budding friendship or have a relationship is because I don't have the thing that you want and you have used me as a step stool to the thing that you want. So it's like perfect. If I become friends with him because I don't want his job,
right.
It'll help me get the job that I want. However, if I were an afternoon drive, I'd be the one that you'd be gunning after. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, now you've got it all
figured out. But currently, you are right. Yes, we have a friendship because you're 12 hours away from the thing that I want.
Perfect. See, now everybody gets it.
Oh, God.
I'm nervous, though, because Sal's coming in soon. I'm telling you.
Is he here yet?
I'm sure he is. I don't know about Sal.
Okay. I told you, BT, last time I saw, they're sports radio goons, these guys, okay? It's like Clark Gillies back in the 80s with the Islanders. Yeah. I am terrified of these guys. Tyranny last time, he had a hoodie on with the hood on.
Yeah,
I'm talking to his stomach, and then Sal's right behind me. I can feel his breath. I turn around. It's not his breath. It's his bicep. So they don't like me. And so I'm going to need you guys to escort me out of here afterwards. All right?
Well, if I could find Sal, I'll bring him in studio for a final session.
Never thought of Sal as a physically imposing
guy.
He's
not. I think he's got the... I don't know. I think he's got that wrong.
You sure you're not confusing him with someone else?
No, I know
that
Sal
tends
is.
To happen a
I
few mean, times.
But look at me.
I could bring in Big Zoo right now and be like, "Here's Sal."
I'm like, "Hey, Sal."
Big hug.
Big talk.
All right, let's get to Moment of the
Day. That leads us perfectly into Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
Yeah!
All right, so you're back with us following last summer's pop-in where you claimed to be this dedicated longtime WFAN junkie, but after surveying the evidence, Eddie called BS. This was part one.
How many more years?
I don't know.
That's not it. Here we
listen,
go.
I made a colossal mistake last time I was here, and Eddie was mad at me. It was the original Mike and the Mad Dog producer, I think, right? You asked me a series of questions.
Yeah,
I got it wrong.
You didn't remember. You didn't know who Dove Kramer was.
And Eddie called me a fraud.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He didn't say it out loud, but I know he was thinking it for an entire year.
I'll say it out loud, and I stand by it.
Okay, well, thank you, Eddie.
No problem.
I appreciate the honesty.
But it doesn't mean I don't like you.
No, and listen, but what I'm telling you is that moment has stuck with me for an entire year. So as disappointed as you are with me, I'm disappointed in myself. I've thought about it every day for a year.
Yeah,
how did I get that wrong? You can't say how much you love the station,
and
the
then
history
not know
of the station,
who Dove Kramer is.
And then not know that.
Yeah, all right.
It was a terrible job I made.
All right, so you had a full year to sit on that and make sure you came back ready to go this time. Let's see how you fared. Did you redeem yourself?
Al's very good on the air. Al and Eddie together are very good on the air.
Well, then he doesn't do it.
Short spurts.
Yeah, Al and Jerry, not Al and Eddie.
Right.
He's screwing up.
But Jerry's not here. It's Eddie. It's not. Last year when I called in, it was Al and Eddie. Last year when I called, it was
no
Eddie. In my defense, it wasn't.
No, I have never hosted.
Yeah, no, he's never been. He's a podcaster.
This is why I'm good though, Eddie.
And no.
Even though you've never spoken, I see the potential and I hear the potential, and I know there is a great personality underneath all of that, and I would turn you into a host.
I've never been interested.
No,
you're wrong.
I'd make you interested. I was calling people trying to get help to get into this place because they changed the entrance. No one was picking up their phone. Al was on the air. So was Eddie C.
Eddie C? I know you're calling him Eddie C.
I'm sorry, Eddie.
What are you doing?
Eddie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I stand by fraud.
Eddie, now I have to live with that for a year.
Chisholm scores.
There you go. Guys.
Oh, God.
Moment of the day.
That was great. Al was great on the air. Al and Eddie are great on the air.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. All right, CeeLo, good stuff. Right. Thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Forward Tough Studio. More of that for the rest of the week with Stu Gotsin.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stu Gotsin for Boomer. For the rest of the week, if you listen to the show, you know me and Sal Licata go back many years. We've been friends since 2005. And Sal and the man to my right, Stu Gotz, had a little back and forth via the air. They didn't really talk to one another. They talked through their respective shows. And
how we do it in radio, right?
That's exactly how you do it in radio.
Passive aggressively through a microphone.
Through the microphone.
And then never have to see the guy.
Well, now you have to see him. So
I'm terrified.
So Sal is in studio for the last couple of minutes here before BT and Sal that come your way at 10 o'clock. So you said of Stu Gotz, you called him a Lebeturd and Ugotz.
Yeah.
And you said of him, he wants to work here, but he's not good enough to work here.
Did I say that?
Yeah, yes, I think you did. Yeah.
Listen, I've said a million things I regret over the 20 years of doing this. So if you're going to act like you didn't know that you said, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I have done that a million times to a million different people.
I don't recall it, but. what made you mad that day?
Well, somebody told me, I know how big the show is. I'm not a listener necessarily, but I know how big the show is. And multiple people, Stu Gotz, they were talking about you, whatever. And then I saw the clip. Somebody sent me the clip. And I took offense to the way that they were kind of disrespecting, I guess, what I thought it was the Soto thing. I made a big deal out of Soto looking for walks, which, by the way, he does look for walks. I mean, Soto looks for walks. And the way that they said it, I took offense to it.
Sal, we discussed this on the air?
Yeah.
So now I'm doing the thing that you just did to me. Me and Dan discussed this on the air.
Right.
Okay, so that set you off.
No, well, right, the clip. Exactly, okay. The clip of me saying that Soto walks too much. And something that you said, Bob, I forget the exact thing. It was probably a couple months ago.
You know,
but it bothered me.
So I can see how this goes, knowing you and knowing him in both shows, is they get the biggest kick out of people getting animated over silly sports talk arguments.
And I'm just doing my job, taking it seriously.
Right, and you're doing it, and you're like, I feel like he's coming after my livelihood because this is what I'm doing. And then you take offense
to it, and then you lash out and the whole thing. So
by the way, did I do that before it was like determined?
It was after
yes.
He was no longer the program director candidate.
Mm, okay,
it was after that. I do remember that.
Right.
And when you had first heard that he was in the mix for this, did you think it was a good idea or a bad idea?
I thought it was interesting, and the way that it was explained to me, you know, because we talked about it before all this stuff was going down, I was at least intrigued by the idea. I was like, all right, well, you want to make a splash.
Right.
That's a name who people know, and it could be splashy. But, you know, the conversation came up. As long as this is what he wants to do, not be on the air.
And to Oliveira's credit, he said, listen, you can't do both. There's no hybrid situation here. You're either the program director and you're dealing with back-to-back car spots during a commercial break, or you're not. Like, there's no in-between here. And so what I said to Chris was, well, who has final decision-making power here? Because I'm not going to be able to resist firing someone for a job that I want. You know? And that's where the conversation stalled.
Right.
Okay? But it wasn't your job in particular. Right. In fact, last year I told you, and I really mean this, to me, this is what WFAN is all about. Gio grew up listening to the station, wanted this slot.
Right.
You grew up listening to this radio station.
Right.
Wanted a spot on the station. You both have it.
Afternoons, but yeah.
Well, you both same wanted afternoons.
So, yeah, how about this, Stu and Sal? The afternoons.
Yeah, right. This is now like Survivor. No, there's an alliance, and Evan Roberts is going to be the one voted off.
No. Come on. Yeah.
And I'm not scared. Yeah.
You did say that. He said that, not me.
I did. Listen, I'm on with Boomer and Gio. I know I got to give him something. They needed a name
I gave it to him. I get it.
He's just a symbol.
I get it. I'll end with this. I'm happy with the choice that Olivero made. I think it was the...
Yeah,
you know, because you...
Well, he didn't make the choice. He did.
I don't believe that.
I regret doing it that way. I have to be honest with you.
I don't know what to believe. I don't know the truth. I believe, though, that Chris Olivero made the decision based on knowing that you, Stu Gotts, wanted to be more on the air eventually.
No, I'll be honest. That was part of the conversation.
Right.
Okay? Chris wanted me to be the program director.
Right.
I wanted to be the program director.
But?
Because eventually I am going to slip behind the scenes somewhere, whether it's at Meadowlark with Lebitard or whether it's, you know, ESPN or here, or just fade away and, you know, live in a lake and go do nothing.
Right.
Right? Eventually that day is going to come sooner than later. I wanted the program director's job. I was committed to doing the job and not firing anyone because I wanted their job. But at the end, the money wasn't enough. And that's the truth. That's the God's honest truth. When they're paying me this much money to write this crap for Random House, I mean, it's going to be a New York Times number one bestseller. And like, it's going to be a good book. The portions I wrote, not so good. The portions that everyone else wrote, fantastic. It just wasn't enough. The job 10 years ago paid a lot more than it does today.
So did every job on this radio station.
But my ability to produce and help shows and help host and dump everything that I've learned in 25 years in this industry, that was real. Like, the place I would do it would be here or for my partner, Dan. That's it, you know?
So do you think if be honest, I think you will, if he was the program director, knowing everything you know about him, would you have felt threatened by his presence?
No. No, because I'm confident in my ability.
You think some people...
I'm your boss. I be your boss.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
So like, do you think other people here would have, though, had an issue and felt threatened?
I think that could have been possible, knowing that he's an on-air presence and he has that name, obviously, that people know, and the idea of maybe getting back in. Like, you know, I don't know how Boomer would have felt about that, potentially having Stu Gotts here. You always talk about, you know, you're the man and Boomer's not. Didn't you reference that before, saying something derogatory about Boomer?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I said I'm bigger, is what I said.
I think it would have been weird. I put it this way. I like the fact that Hurley is the man, doesn't want to be on the air, worked his way up just like you and I did for years. So I like that structure. I would have been open to it, as I told Chris, before everything, you know, was going down, but... I'm happy the way it is for me.
Olivero is very loyal to you guys. And so I think the solace you guys would have taken had I actually taken the job was there's no way he was going to let me do this as a hybrid.
Yeah.
There was no Stu Gotts getting on air anywhere. Like for at least a year. He didn't want it. He didn't want to hear about it. I was trying to make, you know, bridge the gap by doing a podcast on the side. Nope.
Right.
Focus on back-to-back car spots. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. You got to be in all the meetings. I had to be in all the meetings. You have to be in all the meetings. I was willing to do it.
What does BT think of him? Do you guys talk about him?
Why don't you get him in here? I'm terrified of him.
You should be. He's big and he can be nasty. All right. You know what? Maybe tomorrow. But you know what? BT won't come in. Like that's
no, he'll come in.
No, he won't.
Yeah, of course he would. What do you mean? Look at BT right there.
We've done this before, yeah. And he will not come in.
What? No chance.
There was a thing with you actually.
Yeah, I remember.
It was with you and you. Yeah. He wouldn't come in.
He doesn't. He just wants to do his job. So did I, by the way. I mean, I just walked in a little late today. We were about to get ready for the show meeting. You're like, come on.
Yeah, he was not happy that I pulled you out of
there. Listen, if I was program director, you guys would be doing so much more work. The crosstalk that would be going on, the podcast you would have to do after the show to wrap it up. Right. Because you should thank me for not taking the job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you coming in a situation like that because now BT's going to be mad at you for not talking about the show and all. What are we opening with?
Right, we don't know yet. 2 minutes to go.
2 minutes to go, and then you're facing a guy that you clearly don't like and everything else. So it was good. Yeah.
What do you mean? I have no issue. I like him a lot better now that he's not the boss and he's here for a few minutes.
All right, so this is one relationship mended here.
Check.
One, okay. Yes.
No issues.
Okay.
I don't want to see Brandon tomorrow. I want nothing to do with him. He's tall, he wears a hoodie, but here's the thing with the hoodie. He has the actual hood on. Yeah. It's very intimidating.
It is.
He wants to kill me.
Yeah, no, he probably does. Yeah. I don't know that for a fact, but he probably does.
I know. You. I know the look. I see you from Levitard every day.
Sal, go do your 2 minutes of prep with BT, maybe 3 minutes if CeeLo goes long.
Definitely not as big as I thought.
I told you, yeah. I know. BT's the big guy. He is intimidatingly big.
Yeah, but his name's Sal. Sal Licata.
Yeah, well, Sal.
That alone will make you sweat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just think about like big fat fingers and like a bad comb over and hairy chest and like could knock you out with one punch to the temple. But that's not him.
Okay.
It's not him.
All right, I feel better now.
BT definitely is that guy, though.
Does Evan ever come in this early? I mean.
No. Oh. No, I don't think so. Huh. You don't have to worry. You see him, you don't have to worry about that.
Should I show up? What time the show
starts? Looks like. You ever see Ratatouille?
2 to 6?
Yeah, 2 to 6.
1:30?
Yeah.
Should I just show up?
Yeah. Just sit there. Oh, my God. How much?
Allergy.
Tell him Ryan told you you're supposed to be in.
Let's ease into this. All right. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stu Gotts in for Boomer for the rest of the week. If you listen to the show, you know me and Sal Licata go back many years. We've been friends since 2005. And Sal and the man to my right, Stu Gotts, had a little back and forth via the air. They didn't really talk to one another. They talked through their respective shows. And
how we do it in radio, right?
That's exactly how you do it in radio.
Passive aggressively through a microphone.
Through the microphone.
And then never have to see the guy.
Well, now you have to see him. So
I'm terrified.
So Sal is in studio for the last couple of minutes here before BT and Sal that come your way at 10 o'clock. So you said of Stu Gotts, you called him a Lebiturd and Ugotts.
Yeah.
And you said of him, he wants to work here, but he's not good enough to work here.
Did I say that?
Yeah, yes, I think you did. Yeah.
Listen, I've said a million things I regret over the 20 years of doing this. So if you're going to like act like you didn't know that you said, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I have done that a million times to a million different people.
I don't recall it, but.
What made you mad that day?
Well, somebody told me, I know how big the show is. I'm not a listener necessarily, but I know how big the show is. And multiple people, Stu Gotts, they were talking about you, whatever. And then I saw the clip. Somebody sent me the clip. And I took offense to the way that they were kind of disrespecting, I guess, what I thought it was the Soto thing. I made a big deal out of Soto looking for walks, which, by the way, he does look for walks. I mean, Soto looks for walks. And the way that they said it, I took offense to it.
Sal, we discussed this on the air?
Yeah.
So now I'm doing the thing that you just did to me. Me and Dan discussed this on the air.
Right.
Okay, so that set you off.
No, well, right, the clip. Exactly, okay. The clip of me saying that Soto walks too much. And something that you said, Bob, I forget the exact thing. It was probably a couple months ago.
You know,
it bothered me.
So I can see how this goes, knowing you and knowing him in both shows, is they get the biggest kick out of people getting animated over silly sports talk arguments.
And I'm just doing my job, taking it seriously.
And you're doing it, and you're like, I feel like he's coming after my livelihood because this is what I'm doing. And then you take offense to it, and then you lash out and the whole thing. So,
by the way, did I do that before it was like determined?
It was after.
Yes.
He was no longer the program director candidate.
It was
after that. I do remember that.
Right.
And when you had first heard that he was in the mix for this, did you think it was a good idea or a bad idea?
I thought it was interesting, and the way that it was explained to me, you know, because we talked about it before all this stuff was going down, I was at least intrigued by the idea. I was like, all right, well, you want to make a splash. Right. That's a name who people know, and it could be splashy. But, you know, the conversation came up. As long as this is what he wants to do, not be on the air.
To Oliveira's credit, he said, listen, you can't do both. There's no hybrid situation here. You're either the program director, and you're dealing with back-to-back car spots during a commercial break, or you're not. Like, there's no in-between here. And so what I said to Chris was, well, who has final decision-making power here? Because I'm not going to be able to resist firing someone for a job that I want. You know? And that's where the conversation stalled.
Right. Okay?
But it wasn't your job in particular. Right. In fact, last year I told you, and I really mean this, to me, this is what WFAN is all about. Gio grew up listening to the station, wanted this slot.
Right.
You grew up listening to this radio station. Right. Wanted a spot on the station. You both have it.
Afternoons. But yeah.
Well, you both same wanted afternoons.
How about that Stu and Sal the afternoon?
Yeah, right. This is now like Survivor. No, there's an alliance, and Evan Roberts is going to be the one voted off.
No. Come on. Yeah.
And I'm not scared. Yeah.
You did say that. He said that, not me.
I did. Listen, I'm on with Boomer and Gio. I know I got to give him something. They needed a name at the end, so I gave it to him.
I get it.
He's just a symbol.
I get it. I'll end with this. I'm happy with the choice that Oliveira made. I think it was the...
Yeah.
You know, because you...
Well, he didn't make the choice. He did.
I don't believe that.
I regret doing it that way. I have to be honest with you.
I don't know what to believe. I don't know the truth. I believe, though, that Chris Oliveira made the decision based on knowing that you, Stu Gotts, wanted to be more on the air eventually.
No, I'll be honest. That was part of the conversation.
Right.
Okay? Chris wanted me to be the program director.
Right.
I wanted to be the program director.
But?
Because eventually I am going to slip behind the scenes somewhere, whether it's at Meadowlark with Levitard or whether it's, you know, ESPN or here, or just fade away and, you know, live in a lake and go do nothing.
Right.
Right. Eventually that day is going to come sooner than later. I wanted the program director's job. I was committed to doing the job and not firing anyone because I wanted their job. But at the end, the money wasn't enough. And that's the truth. That's the God's honest truth. When they're paying me this much money to write this crap for Random House, I mean, it's going to be a New York Times number one bestseller. And like, it's going to be a good book. The portions I wrote, not so good. The portions that everyone else wrote, fantastic. It just wasn't enough. The job 10 years ago paid a lot more than it does today.
So did every job on this radio station.
But my ability to produce and help shows and help hosts and dump everything that I've learned in 25 years in this industry, that was real. Like, I really, the place I would do it would be here or for my partner, Dan. That's it, you know?
So do you think if be honest, I think you will, if he was the program director, knowing everything you know about him, would you have felt threatened by his presence?
No, because I'm confident in my ability.
You think some people...
I'm your boss. I'd be your boss.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
So like, do you think other people here would have, though, had an issue and felt threatened?
I think that could have been possible, knowing that he's an on-air presence and he has that name, obviously, that people know, and the idea of maybe getting back in. Like, you know, I don't know how Boomer would have felt about that, potentially having Stu Gotts here. You always talk about, you know, you're the man and Boomer's not. Didn't you reference that before, saying something derogatory about Boomer?
I did.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I said I'm bigger, is what I said.
I think it would have been weird. I put it this way. I like the fact that Hurley is the man, doesn't want to be on the air, worked his way up just like you and I did for years. So I like that structure. I would have been open to it, as I told Chris, before everything, you know, was going down, but... I'm happy the way that it is for me.
Oliveira is very loyal to you guys. And so I think the solace you guys would have taken had I actually taken the job was there's no way he was going to let me do this as a hybrid.
Yeah.
There was no Stu Gotts getting on air anywhere. Like for at least a year. He didn't want it. He didn't want to hear about it. I was trying to make, you know, bridge the gap by doing a podcast on the side. Nope.
Right.
Focus on back-to-back car spots. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. You got to be in all the meetings. I had to be in all the meetings. You had to be in all the meetings. I was willing to do it.
What does BT think of him? Do you guys talk about
it? Why don't you get him in here?
I'm terrified of him.
You should be. He's big and he can be nasty.
All right. You know what? Maybe tomorrow. But you know what? BT won't come in. Like that's
no, he'll come in.
No, he won't.
Yeah, of course he would. What do you mean? Look at BT right there.
We've done this before.
Yeah.
And he will not come in.
What? No chance!
There was a thing with you, actually.
Yeah, I remember.
It was with you, and you. Yeah. He wouldn't come in.
He just wants to do his job. So did I, by the way. I mean, I just walked in a little late today. We were about to get ready for the show meeting. You're like, come on.
Yeah, he was not happy that I pulled you out of
there. Listen, if I was program director, you guys would be doing so much more work. The crosstalk that would be going on, the podcast you would have to do after the show to wrap it up.
Right.
Because you should thank me for not taking the job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you coming in a situation like that because now BT's going to be mad at you for not talking about the show and all. What are we opening with?
Right, we don't know yet.
2 minutes to go, and then you're facing a guy that you clearly don't like and everything else. So it was good. It was
what
a nice
do you mean? I have no issue. I like him a lot better now that he's not the boss and he's here for a few minutes.
All right, so this is one relationship mended here.
Check.
Yes.
No issues.
Okay.
I don't want to see Brandon tomorrow. I want nothing to do with him. He's tall. He wears a hoodie. But here's the thing with the hoodie. He has the actual hood on.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating.
It is.
He wants to kill me.
Yeah. No, he probably does. Yeah. I don't know that for a fact, but he probably does.
I know. Look. I see you from Levitard every day.
Sal, go do your 2 minutes of prep with BT. Maybe 3 minutes if CeeLo goes long.
Definitely not as big as I thought.
I told you. Yeah. I know. BT's the big guy. He is intimidatingly big.
Yeah, but his name's Sal. Sal Licata.
Yeah, well, Sal.
That
right.
alone will make you sweat.
Right. Yeah, you just think about like big fat fingers and like a bad comb over and hairy chest and like could knock you out with one punch to the temple. But that's not him.
Okay.
It's not him.
All right, I feel better now.
BT definitely is that guy, though.
Does Evan ever come in this early? I mean.
No. Oh. No, I don't think so. You don't have to. You see him. You don't have to worry about that.
Should I show up? What time the show
starts? Looks like. You ever see Ratatouille?
2 to 6?
Yeah, 2 to 6. Yeah.
1:30? Should I just show up?
Yeah. Just sit there. Oh, my God. How much?
Al is shaking his head.
Tell him Ryan told you you're supposed to be in.
Let's ease into this. All right. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, it'll be fine with me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.